Shallow Mother Clown is Salman Rushdie's eighth novel. It tells the story of a young man who seeks revenge after he's jilted by his wife. There is intrigue, violence, conflict between tradition and modern society. Now, isn't that the plot of just about every great opera? Now, Shalimar the Clown is an opera adapted by the composer Jack Perla and the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Rajiv Joseph. It premieres tonight at Opera Theater of St. Louis, and Willis Ryder Arnold of member station KWMU has more.
Salman Rushdie's novel sprang from one tragic image.
I just found myself thinking every day about this image of a murder scene in Los Angeles, with a dead man on the ground and a man standing over him with a knife, and the dead man's daughter in the house just behind. And that was the starting point of the story, and then I really literally had to work out who those people were.
The man with the knife is Shalimar, who once was a clown with a traditional traveling performance troupe. The dead man is a former American ambassador who stole Shalimar's true love. So the former clown becomes a terrorist assassin.
It's a man killing the man who ran away with his wife and whose illegitimate child is inside the house behind them. And so there's an enormously emotional setup between them, you know, and I think that's maybe what makes it operatic, because those kinds of grand emotions, you know, are things which opera does very well, sort of feeds off.
Opera is really character-driven.
Pianist and composer Jack Perla wrote the score.
It cannot be narrative in the way of a novel because it takes twice to three times as long to sing any particular phrase than it does to say it.
Playwright Rajiv Joseph was commissioned to whittle the novel down to a libretto.
It's almost like writing a haiku in terms of the words on the page. You need to be as spare as possible. You need to write words and sentences that are as limited and as small and as short as possible.
It was a daunting task for Joseph, particularly given how much he respects Rushdie.
Shalimar the Clown is a sweeping novel. It's almost 600 pages long, and it has so many characters and so many stories, and they're so beautifully intertwined, and part of what makes it this work of genius is all those things balancing on one another. So especially when you're talking about this is a hero of mine, it was very frightening to think to myself, wow, okay, so this part's going to be cut, and I hope he's going to be okay with that.
Turns out he was. Rushdie fielded questions and discussed his book with Joseph and Perla throughout the adaptation process. They refined the opera over months, trading email attachments with audio clips, bits of dialogue, and sketches of ideas that would be developed and abandoned. Perla says they met with individual singers to work on themes and dialogue, gathered around the piano.
So what's really, truly odd about opera is it does this flip where I'm alone, 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 and then we go into production, and suddenly I'm surrounded by some of the most extroverted people in the world. And it's really, it's awesome. It's really fun.
Stop the world spinning round. That's the girl.
As much fun as the opera was to create, Perla points out the story itself explores tensions between culture, class, patriarchy, and imperialism.
It has a very important point to make, I think, about the position of women and vis-a-vis traditional societies and the wish of men often to keep women in their traditional place and modernizing societies and the drive toward freedom.
Salman Rushdie says cultural conflicts on the other side of the world can't can't be ignored.
The reason why it begins in Los Angeles, but is about events on the other side of the world, is I'm trying to suggest that that is the world we now live in, that a murder in West Hollywood can only be explained by events across the world.
The story's revival even forced Rushdie to reconsider its significance more than a decade after the novel was published.
It feels more topical than it did when I wrote it. These conflicts haven't gone away. If anything, they've intensified. I mean, sadly, the world seems to just go on being its worst self, if you know what I mean. And the world is bad opera, you know.
The team behind Shalimar the Clown hopes it's a good opera, just about a bad world. For NPR News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold in St. Louis.